that I have broken a fingernail putting together the Daily Dust for you today.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Okay, so... so funny. Tom Holland's birthday was yesterday, and everybody was flooding social media with that video of him dancing to Rihanna's Umbrella on Lip Sync Battle, and you're supposed to watch the whole thing. I would watch Tom Holland doing anything, as would most people. But he recently explained the reason why we have never seen him host Saturday Night Live.
I'm heavily dyslexic, which is one of the reasons why, and I'd love to talk to you today about it, actually, is why I've never done SNL.
Because of the cue card.
I'm just so petrified at the concept of, like, trying to read something. I can read fine, but when I have to read out loud, it's like a mental block.
Yeah.
And I can freeze. So for me, my worst day at work is the read-through.
Oh, reading through for a film or something like that. He said he memorizes everything beforehand. I don't know how you switch it up when there's an ad-lib, though. Sydney Sweeney will star in Hollow, a reimagining of the legend of Sleepy Hollow. And Jennifer Lopez shut down the dating rumors with Office Romance co-star Brett Goldstein during Tuesday's Today Show.
There's never a time when I am seen with somebody or working with somebody where they don't try to put me with
that's
the
true.
Person.
That's true.
It's just... I think if you stand near her, that's what happens.
That's what you wish would happen.
Yeah, that's why I've been standing so close.
Well, okay, but I'll just say, because I'm me, and you know me.
Yes.
That was not an answer.
It happens all the time.
Not dating in real life.
Not dating.
Okay, sure. All right.
Yeah, although Brett Goldstein has admitted to being kind of obsessed with J-Lo. 67-year-old Rupert Everett says he's nearly crippled after spending years trying to attain the perfect body. Dude, you were handsome just fine. Whatever, you didn't need to be the next, you know, bodybuilder. Grammy-winning singer Peebo Bryson has died. He was 75, is following a stroke. He was known for the Disney classics like Beauty and the Beast with Celine Dion.
Just a little change. Small to say the least, but the
also sang A Whole New World with Regina Bell from Aladdin. Peebo Bryson released 20 albums over his career and won 2 Grammys. Netflix is developing a legal drama based on the 1979 Al Pacino movie And Justice for All. And America's Got Talent judge Howie Mandel used a plexiglass shield with holes to shake hands with 23-year-old OnlyFans model Sophie Rain. So weird.
Wow. Oh,
what a pleasure to meet you.
What a pleasure.
Sophie Rain, ladies and gentlemen.
Plexiglass.
Pardon me?
Through the plexiglass.
Boom.
Yeah, so weird. He's 70 and used it to, due to his misophobia, which is, you know, fear of germs, and his OCD. So here's a hot take. William Reed from the Jesus and Mary Chain, you know, anyway, he thinks Eddie Van Halen was one of the worst guitar players in the world. That would be an unpopular opinion. And I got a follow-up dirt alert on the one from yesterday regarding 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley yelling at his new boss. They fired him. Of course they did. Pelley has been with the network since 1989. All right, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. Gotta go wash my hands because there's nothing else to do with this. Right, Boog? Yeah. I'm a little aggravated too, dog.